Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Ready to feel more reassured about your future? Start or top up your pension today. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. Now, a majority of people say that children should start receiving pocket money from the age of 9, but others reckon that that's too early, while almost 1 in 10 believe that children should not receive pocket money at all. That's according to research commissioned by insurance firm Royal London Ireland. And to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Joanna Fortune, psychotherapist and author. Good evening to you, Joanna.
Hi, Claire.
It's a thorny issue, isn't it? I mean, is giving your children
is
giving your children pocket money a good idea in general, do you think?
In general, I think it is. I think, and I, having looked through some of the research and the feedback that people were giving on it, I think often the issue isn't whether or not we give them pocket money or even at what age or even how much we give them. It's have we, as their parents, put in our expectations clearly, put some parameters on what they can and cannot do with that money, what we expect them to cover with that money? Have we taught them how to be responsible with the money or just handed them a fiver and then gone, oh, look, they blew all of that on sweets in the shop when we weren't clear about how else they were to spend it. So I think a lot of it is about being structured and planning and raising them from a young age to be financially literate.
But it poses the question, should you be rewarding kids for doing, say, jobs that are actually just part of family life? So if you're saying, if you keep your room tidy and, you know, if you help set the table or whatever, then you know, we'll give you pocket money. But should you be rewarding that, or shouldn't that just come with, you know, being part of a family?
I mean, I agree with you entirely. I think there are some chores that children should be doing, and children are capable of doing chores at home from the age of 2, 2.5 years old. Now, not loading your dishwasher at 2 years old, but, you know, putting their jammies under their pillow or carrying something down to the bin. They're capable of doing little jobs and starting young and then growing the responsibility with them. But I would not say children should be paid for doing some basic household chores, because that's part of being in a family, is that everyone helps out. However, there might be a list of over and above chores on top of what their expected chores are that they can choose to do because they want to earn some money towards something they're saving for, then I think you could assign a value to some extra chores. But those are in addition, not instead of their existing chores.
Hammer those chores out with them and come to some sort of agreement, and then there's the payoff. Okay, so now we're getting onto the issue of how much. What's the correct amount?
I mean, there isn't a correct amount. It's really what you expect them to cover. If they're young, now I'm talking, you know, you mentioned in this article cites 9 or 10 years old, you're not going to be handing them 20 euros without very clear expectations as to what it is.
Not
at all. But if you're giving them, Claire, something like 5 euros at that age, there is a system. It's often referred to as the three jar system. It could equally be three envelopes, though. And you have one that is spending, one that is saving, and one that is donating. So you would, out of, say, 5 euros, you might have them put 1 euro into saving, 1 euro into donating, and then they've 3 euros that they can spend. I mean, I'm just calling out numbers. You could divide that any way you want. But it's not that you're how much you give them. It's what are you giving them to be theirs to spend freely, so long as they have also been raised with this idea that you don't spend everything you have. You save it, you consider others, and then you look at what you have as disposable income. So whether that's 2 euros, 5 euros, or 10 euros, so long as you have that kind of structured system, you're teaching them how to be responsible with money. If they're older and you're giving more money, then I think you need to be clear about, do you expect them to cover phone running expenses, any personal items? What do you expect them to cover with that money? And the money should be commensurate with your expectations.
And very briefly, people who use digital currency, it happens all the time. In fact, kids aren't getting coins anymore. They might be getting a Revolut payment or otherwise. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a convenient idea. I think especially for parents of teenagers, my own child would refer to it as beep money, though, Claire. I don't think she has any concept of that being real money. So I think until they understand real money, pay for that with your beep money. But I do think that until they understand real money, don't give them beep money. You know, they need to understand that you can't just tap, tap, tap and then text your parent and say, it's all run out. Can you put more in there? They still need to understand that once you've spent it, it's gone. And I think children learn that best by real tangible cash in hand.
Yeah, cold hard cash is good for that. Thanks as always, psychotherapist and author Joanna Fortune, for bringing us through that issue of pocket money and how best to spend it, save it and share it.